Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir Sponsor Lui Nishma Sarim Yaakov Shom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Udala right before the Mishnah says the reason that an Eved does not want to become a Ben Choyrin because Avdo Behefkeiro Nichalei. He likes the Hefkeiros. Zilalei, Shchichalei, Pritzalei, meaning if he's married to a Shifcho, so the Shifcho he can do whatever he wants. There's no specific guidance and specific ways that he has to respect his wife. So he likes the Hefkeiros, he likes this way that he doesn't have any limitations, and that's why a Eved chooses to be a Eved. This Gemara echoes a big Yisoy that the Maharal says throughout his Sfarim in several different places. The Maharal explains that we have in the world Choymer and Tzura. What does Choymer and Tzura mean? Choymer means material, and Tzura means a shape. As the Ramban in the beginning of Chumash tells us, that we have the Toyu Vavoyu, when he speaks about the beginning of the creation, he brings what the Greek philosopher said, that the whole world is created from the same material. You take the material, and then from the material you can build different shapes. And we know based on today's science, this is very correct. All the basic material of the world are the same. So Choymer refers to the material of the world. Tzura means the different shapes. Everything appears in different ways. When we speak in Avodas Hashem, Choymer and Tzura reflect something which is more Choymeri, meaning it's more physical. It doesn't have a shape, meaning it could be anything. As Ramon Shapir Zatzal used to always explain, a Rasha, someone who's a Rasha, the finish of a Rasha is, one day he wakes up in the morning and he wants to do one thing. The next day he wants to do something else. He's excited about this food, he's excited about this activity. He doesn't have any mahalach mesudah, doesn't have an order taking him to tell him exactly what to do. A tzaddik is someone that everything connects to one. It's everything one mahalach. Whatever he does because he needs to get to a certain purpose. So whatever he tries to connect every element of his life to that purpose. That's why the Maharal explains that every time we're speaking about indulging, just enjoying taivus, it has to do with choymrus. Because what it means is a person does what exactly in that moment he's interested in doing. Tomorrow he's interested in doing something else. He'll do something else. Whatever he right now he's in the mood, that's something choymri. A tsuro is somebody that has a shape, that has a direction. He doesn't just allow himself to go and do whatever comes to mind that moment. That's why Eretz Mitzrayim is considered to be the mokum of Choymrius, because Eretz Mitzrayim is a place of indulgence. They just enjoyed life. They had a place of taiva, as all the Sfarim bring. That's why Eretz Mitzrayim Milei Kshofim, the idea of Kshofim, of sorcery, is a person tries to do and enjoy the world in the best way possible he could do in that moment. That's why the Maharal explains there's an animal which we use the word choymer to define it. And that's the donkey. The donkey is called a chamor. Why is a donkey called a chamor? Because a donkey doesn't have a specific thing he does. You can ride on a donkey. You can plow with a donkey. You can use the donkey to load things. He doesn't have anything specific. He's not, this is what he does and not something else. And that's why he represents the Choymrius. Choymrius means the material that could change in different places, doesn't have a specific way, specific shape. The Gemara, throughout Shas, in many places says that an Eved is considered to be a Chamor. Besar Chamorim Besaram, the Gemara learns it from Avraham Avinu, who said, Shvu lechem poi ima Chamor, am ha-doymen lechamor, who we're talking to about, Eliezer, who is the Eved. He's considered to be a chamor because he's an eved, a slave is a chamor. According to this, this is mamash tepshar in our Gemara. Avdo befkeiro nichalei. An eved doesn't want a tsuro, he doesn't want a shape, he doesn't want a certain way, a certain mahalach, to be free man, to get married, and to be able to build a bais neman. He doesn't look for the shape. He just wants to have zilalei shchichalei pritzalei. He just wants to have the indulgement that he can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. That's exactly the definition of choymer. And that's why Eved is called a Choymer, Lashon Chamor. And that's what the Gemara says, Avdo Befker Nichalei. That's what he does. He wants, he's interested in the Hefkervilt and not to have a certain Mahalach, certain way. And Ben Choyrin, the whole opposite of an Eved, is somebody who is whole Mahalach, his whole Mahus, somebody who's trying the whole time to connect everything to one Mahalach. Elecha ben choyrin, ela mi she'oisek b'toyro, who connects to the Toyro, which is the mahalach of our life. Anyone wants to join, show Shom Achshava email list, what's a group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.